It's a famous line, "Preach with the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other." Many people have repeated that phrase, but I know one man who has done it on the radio for 25 years. His name is Charles Morris. And if you've listened to this podcast for any number of months or years, you already know him. And today I have the privilege of sharing with you an historic interview that I got to do with him, his last day on the air as a regular speaker for the Haven Today radio program. Hi, I'm David Wolin. This is the Great Stories podcast, which is the channel through which Haven Today and the radio program shares the interviews that we often air on AM and FM radio. And as we say goodbye to Charles, I just wanted to share our conversation from last week. We're looking back on his 25 years of ministry. First, Charles was a journalist. He was running from the Lord. But then, like the prodigal that he had become, the Lord brought him back, embraced him, gave him a great task. Charles felt the Lord's calling to tell the great story that's all about Jesus on the airwaves of North America and around the world. And in part, it was thanks to the training he received as a journalist. Charles was able to share Christ with the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other. He took the helm of the historic ministry called Haven, and on the interview we recorded, Charles was crossing the finish line of his calling to radio ministry. And speaking for myself, I praise the Lord for using Charles Morris in my life. It was an emotional and an inspiring conversation for me. I hope it is for you as well. Let's listen in. Welcome to Haven Today. I'm David Wolin with Charles Morris, sharing the great story that's all about Jesus, and this is an historic program in our ministry's 90-year history. Stay tuned, and you'll learn why.
I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest.
Ahoy there, shipmate. Eight bells and all's well. First Mate Bob and the crew of the good ship Grace.
This is the Haven of Rest broadcast. I'm your host, Paul Evans.
Welcome to this Haven broadcast as we install a new speaker for our Haven ministry. Up to now, there have been only three regular Haven speakers. And now, in our 66th year on radio, we formally introduce Charles Morris as our fourth main Haven speaker. Stay tuned for this rare, wonderful time together. I'm Ray Ortland, and now our Haven Quartet, as always, begins with praise.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee.
Those are the unmistakable voices of the Haven Quartet singing a great hymn of the faith, Great is thy faithfulness. And just before that, we heard the voices of our first three Haven speakers. First Mate Bob, also known as Paul Myers, who founded the ministry, and then Paul Evans, and then finally Ray Ortland. And Charles, that clip from Ray was very important because it was recorded in January of the year 2000, and it was on the day when you were installed as the fourth speaker of the program. I wonder, Charles, what was it like for you to hear Ray's voice once again and to remember the warm welcome he gave you almost 25 years ago?
Well, that sound brings many, many memories, David, flooding into my mind. There was so much to respect about the late Ray Ortland. And I think two things stand out. They came through in the program too, but they really came through in person once you got to know him. One, this man loved others because of Jesus, and he wanted to share the love of Jesus with others, and that was contagious. The other thing that I hope he passed a little bit on to me was Ray was always a person of prayer. You would sit down and talk with him about anything. Well, why don't we pray about that? And he was just as enthusiastic about let's go to prayer as he was to just encourage you or minister to the needs of others. And that's what flooded into my mind as we were listening to the program opening. Ray Ortland, I see him as someone really, really big and powerful because of the Lord and how he worked in my life.
Hmm. Enthusiasm was one of the words I was going to choose as well, Charles. His welcome of you is so enthusiastic and full of joy, and we're going to hear a little bit more of that in the next few minutes. This installation service that aired 25 years ago, and we'll hear some great music as well, Charles, as we say goodbye to you as the regular daily host of Haven today. And Charles, you and I knew this day was coming. We knew that back in January when you announced that there was going to be a transition, you were introducing me, and we didn't know exactly when this day would come. So, Charles, at this juncture, I just want to say it's been an absolute pleasure for me to be sharing the great story that's all about Jesus next to you these past few months. And so I want you to know that you're loved, and I just want to say thank you. And you're not disappearing entirely, are you?
Well, I'll say it again that I've been saying off microphone, let's not make a big deal about this. And I'm not going away totally yet. There's still a few things I need to do. But I'm also excited to be passing the microphone over to you, David. And this has just been a special time these last few months together as we've co-hosted the program together.
Well, and it's been a joy for me too, Charles. And when Ray Ortland, Charles, was the host and he was welcoming you in, it was a special moment. And we're going to hear a little bit from that program now. Let's listen in.
And Charles, now, why don't you share with us what your visions and dreams are?
Well, Ray, I guess I'm thinking about this year, 2000, and what a remarkable time to have the changing of the guard at Haven Ministries. I'm thinking what the Haven has been known for these many years. It's been known as a safe harbor, a place of refuge, but the refuge, of course, is Jesus Christ. And I'm thinking, what can I do? What does God want me to do in the years ahead? And it all comes back to Jesus again.
It does.
We were talking a while ago. It's about Christ and keeping Christ as the center post of our life and all our thoughts, all our deeds, and the gospel. We live in an age today, as I know you talk about so much, and I have some as well, where the gospel is subordinated to everything else in our life. And it's even subordinated in churches. And it's subordinated in our own personal walk with Jesus Christ. But the gospel is what it's all about. And we're called to live the gospel, to have Jesus Christ living inside us, and to reflect his face in the life we live. And so to encourage people to do that, to challenge people to do that. And there's the hope. That's the hope we have. Our hope is never in ourselves. It's just we don't always believe that today. I think that's the task ahead, is to just keep calling people back to Jesus.
Mm. That was another clip with Charles talking with his predecessor, the late Ray Ortland, about his vision for Haven going forward. And Charles, when you said, what does God want me to do in the years ahead? And it all comes back to Jesus again. I have to say, Charles, that's exactly what happened. But why was that so important for you, even at the beginning of your time leading Haven 25 years ago?
Well, as I think back all these many years ago, I'll never forget someone who I have great respect for and trust a lot said to me as I came on board Haven, they said, are you going to make the program evangelistic or are you going to make the program discipling? And I said, yes, because that's what the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about. Mm. The gospel is for people who have yet to meet Christ and need to know Christ, but the gospel is for people who already know Christ and who need to be renewed in the gospel of Jesus Christ every day. So I pray we've done both the last 25 years, and I pray, David, that for many years that will be the same for you.
Well, I pray that as well, Charles, and speaking on behalf of myself and countless listeners, Charles, I think we would with one voice say that by God's grace, you have done that. Charles, those first 3-4 years, I'm thinking when you were just brand new at Haven, those were years, Charles, when a lot of change happened. And I wonder just briefly, because they were so formative, think back to those years. What transpired then that would really set the course for what your ministry would look like?
Well, I'd say two things, David. One was 9/11. You know, I had this background being one of those bad guys, secular journalist, United Press International. Before that, I'd done TV and radio news. And then, you know, here we were, Haven, 3 minutes of message, 3 minutes of song, 3 minutes message, 3 minutes song. That was the format we'd done for, well, for many, many years. And then 9/11 hits. And we had just started broadcasting by satellite to stations across North America. And so for the very first time, we didn't have to wait for a CD, and before that, a reel-to-reel tape, and before that, an actual vinyl record to show up in the mailbox of a radio station. We were getting this program to stations during the night that they would air the next day, that we're still doing today. And so all of a sudden, we could do this, and we did it, within 2 hours of the second plane hitting the second tower of the World Trade Center in New York City, we had a new program on the air. We put on the air a pastor from New York City. I did a message that I pray brought comfort to people. And so that was a significant thing. The other thing, I guess, David, was Janet and I lost one of our children due to a drug overdose shortly after coming to Haven. And good friend of mine, who's a pastor in Southern California, he was a lawyer at the time, and then had moved on to go to seminary, have a church. And as the night our son had died, he and his wife, and he had to preach the next morning, sitting in our house in Orange County, California, we'd been all shedding tears. And he said, you know, in the end, it's just all about Jesus. That's what everything's about, life and death. And then it was not long after that, I was having breakfast with a good friend of mine in Vancouver, Canada, who was teaching at Regent College. He'd been a pastor in Hollywood himself, been a pastor in the Philippines, had been on Far East Broadcasting, David, that you used to work for. And it was this man who had lost a child of his own, a son, due to suicide. And we were having breakfast one Saturday morning, and he said, you know, what the program is really becoming is that you are every day telling the great story that's all about Jesus. And I said, wow, that's a keeper. And I wrote it down. And we changed the name, and we made it Haven Today. So we talked about not just what's going on in the world today, but we did that in relationship to what the Lord is teaching us out of His Word. And how do we serve the Lord in a dark and ugly world that is more so today probably than ever dark and ugly? And yet we still have a great Savior today.
Yes, we do. You know, Charles, if I were to describe that small capsule of years there, the world changed, Haven changed, and your and Janet's life changed. And yet the Lord brought all those things together to enable you to shine a spotlight on Jesus via radio in a way that really resonated and touched so many people. When I first stepped on board at Haven initially with you in 2005, and I was sharing that, I was working at a Christian university at the time, and I was sharing where I was going, and people knew, Charles, who you were. And the first thing they said was, they were repeating the All About Jesus line, and they were telling me the story of how your son had passed away and how you had processed that on the air so openly. And over the course of your ministry life, there are so many people, Charles, who have had similar griefs to bear, losing children and having this kind of a testimony of how Jesus enters into their tragedy and works. And so, Charles, I know that there's a lot of people that feel a close connection to you just because of that. And you've been willing to share that very vulnerable piece of your life on the air over the years, which I know is painful. Even today, it's painful to do that. But Charles, it's something that has borne fruit. And so I thank you for that. And Charles, going back to that original installation service program that was aired, and one of the voices that was heard on that program was Bill Smith, who was the chairman at the time, and I know a good friend to you and to the ministry. I'd like to just play a little bit of that clip, both from him and then your response.
On behalf of all Haven listeners and the Haven Board, we thank the Lord for uniting this great ministry with your godly gifts. And I personally welcome you wholeheartedly to Haven.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Bill. I was just thinking about what we're doing today, and this is a very important occasion, as Ray mentioned a minute ago. And I was thinking of that
little verse of scripture that appears twice within just about three pages in the Bible. It's in James, and then it's again in 1 Peter. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. While, Ray Ortland, you have so many accomplishments, and I admire you so much, I think what I admire, and you can't say you're humble, but I can, the humility, I think, comes through. But I think there is a spirit of humility here at Haven Ministries that's been here, that I've seen. And I see that reflected in Ray Ortland. And I would just ask the Lord, that same verse in James goes on to say, submit yourselves then to God. And I want to submit myself to God and to this ministry, to the board of directors, that I could somehow have that same humble spirit.
Charles, to me, your response back then is the kind of response I would have wanted to give, sage advice, you know, for a new speaker. And I think the Lord has very much allowed you to embody that quality of humility that you admired so much in Ray. And Charles, just thinking then about the 25 years that have transpired since then, and you've had all kinds of interesting people on the program, from extremely famous to very normal people that, you know, you just meet on the streets. And yet, Charles, you've always been somebody that just saw people as people. And I'm curious, looking back at all of those interviews and conversations, is there anything that stands out to you as a particularly special or memorable moment?
Absolutely. Many, of course. One that we lost in our archives was the man who we put on the air shortly after I came, who he and his wife suffered a home invasion. The robber took a hatchet to his head and permanently injured him. And he's with the Lord now today. But that man shared his story even after almost dying. And the robber who tried to kill him was sent to prison. He went to prison. The man who got hit with the axe and shared the gospel led him to the Lord. And when the man got out of jail, they ministered to that man. But along the way, I mean, there was the day of 9/11, the pastor Tim Keller, an old friend of mine, we had him on the air that day, or a famous theologian, John Stott, who I have great respect for, Billy Graham. Anytime he would travel east and to other countries, he would make sure he stopped off on a Sunday morning to hear John Stott preach in London. And we had the final interview that John Stott ever gave to anybody in person. And just on it goes. But I have one regret for an interview. Hmm. When I was a secular journalist, I interviewed Billy Graham. But I did it for TV and radio in Oklahoma City. And sadly, when I came to Haven 25 years ago, he wasn't at the point where he could do an interview. I wish I could have interviewed Billy Graham and put him on the program, because the Haven of Rest helped launch Billy Graham's career. When he started the famous LA Crusade that launched his evangelism career, it was the Haven of Rest quartet that was singing at those services. It was the Haven of Rest organist who was providing the background music and leading the hymns. It was the founder of Haven of Rest who also led in prayer many nights, and then Billy would preach. So that's one regret I have, David.
Hmm. Well, Charles, as we're coming to the close of our time reminiscing, remembering, I wonder if there is a lighthearted memory, something that makes you smile a little when you look back.
Mm, certainly so, David Wolin. Music wars were going 25 years ago, and sometimes there are still music wars going on in churches today, but I've got to let you in on a little secret to everybody listening. I like praise music, and I also like high church music with a big old pipe organ playing. And not only that, Susanna Scott, who picks our music and has a photographic memory for lyrics and timing and everything else, I know it annoys her, but every Christmas I would always insist, let's go a little more classical in what we do once in a while at Christmas time, too. And so I think you and Susanna got together, and as we are running out of time, and thought, well, we'll do this for Charles here at the end of the program today.
That's right, Charles. So this is our pick for you. It reflects our hearts, not just ours here at Haven, but I think listeners everywhere. Charles, the Lord bless you and keep you.
Lord bless you and keep you.
Thanks for joining me on today's episode of Great Stories by Haven Today. I also want to say a big thanks to Charles Morris for this conversation and for his many years of ministry with Haven and for being a mentor to me all these years. It's hard to say goodbye, but I'm thankful that it's not goodbye for good. And if you'd like to look back on some of the pictures and the videos from Charles' last 25 years at Haven, you can go to our blog, haventoday.org. Look for the blog there, and there you can view those pictures and videos alongside some reflections from Charles on his last 25 years at Haven. And as always, for more conversations like this, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And if you enjoyed this episode, please help us get the word out. Leave a 5-star review. You can also go to haventoday.org to sign up for weekly emails and discover additional episodes posted on the blog. And as always, thank you once again for joining me, David Wolin, on the Great Stories podcast by Haven Today.